management strategies for overactive bladder syndrome comprises conservative pharmacological and surgical methods. Urodynamics should be performed on all patients who are being considered for surgical intervention. Conservative measures comprise weight loss and lifestyle factors such as reduction in caffeine and smoking. Bladder retraining is recommended as a 6-week course. It's both as effective as oxybutynin but with a lower relapse and fewer side effects. Prompted and timed vomiting can be useful in cognitively impaired patients. There's a good evidence base for estrogen therapy and anticholinergics. In patients with atrophic vaginitis, estrogen pessaries at 1 year can reduce incontinence episodes by a half and urinary frequency by 3/4. Anticholinergics have an overall efficacy of 50-75%. Contraindications comprise myasthenia gravis, narrow-angle glaucoma, toxic megacolon, and bowel obstruction. Surgical procedures comprise botulinum toxin therapy, sacral neuromodulation, clamiliocystoplasty, and urinary diversion.